The momentum of nature makes wet molecules clash, giving electrons in atoms a whiplash, caused by a cannonball, a water splash from Jane's fallen eyelash. She's people watching, the multitude of crowds, identifying characters, as if skygazing cumulus clouds. Jane is the geographic location of tribal gangs who battle over colors. Her neighborhood is infested by mice without scrollers. A burial ground for secrets that only earthquakes could exhume, outlined by lanes that are longer than the lines at the lady's womb. The black diamond shape, land formations of slanted hills, enhance her curves and personify high heels. Cars on her stiletto escarpment are the scale of ladybugs, blown out of proportion by Macintosh snobs on internet blogs. Debates about Tarzan's mosquito bite, the rumors of Jane's cellulite. But our tantalizing anatomy bodies are more than just platonic buddies. That's why familiar strangers and distant foreigners need a tender from being on all fours, peeking through the keyhole of the outdoors. I welcome visitors and relish exchanging colorful Voyager tales that are lengthier than blue whale tales. I'm told in Vegas, casino gamblers make money by playing the slots. But here, pompous pimps get paid off slots. Chauvinistic males used to brag about getting laid. Now they talk about getting laid off. Even during recession, I show Jane more interest than bank loans. My curiosity grows as a collection of kidney stones. On the other side of the barricade, riots won't be silenced with pacifiers. Big Brother keeps those friendship bracelets made out of barbed wires. These bumpy roads require wheelchairs to have spare tires. Things are skeleton sledding, off-heading, martial law enforces, absurd curfews that are broken as ornamental vases. It's razor sharp shattered pieces, got freedom fighters in countless places. The monstrous police are drawn to blood as piranhas. The batons mistake people for piñatas. The human spirit refuses to surrender. Some software just won't render. And when there is no way out, I'm under the brotherly protection of my close-fisted knuckles. Surrounded by animated dust particles who mingle when solarized by patched streaks of sunshine originating from the glowing pearl of daytime, making me ashamed of why I settle debates with aristocrats by having pillow fights using baseball bats. Previous experiences made the past and myself tense. In sketchy memories put me in a comatose trance. Although it's a shadowy effusion of an optical illusion, I can relate to the moon when it's crescent. Half the time, I'm only partially present. I'm sleep deprived, unentitled to well-deserved slumber. Microvascular thoughts, restlessly marauder, searching for intricate details of life that everyone overlooks, and things that are too insignificant to be mentioned in books. Don't care what others think, and profess it my natural hair color mohawk. Reality breaks beer bottles over heads who share the aerial dreams of an unfledged hawk. The pendulous twig branches in the horizon appear as the pronged antlers of male mule deers. I try to climb the ramified arms of my family tree, but it became a byproduct of carpentry. While taxpayers despise the severe glacial cold, a certain golden-aged elderly old, my snowboarding instincts urge me to ride down on slanted rooftops that congregate pure holy snowdrops during the last innings of forlorn night, PM evenings. My astrological mind seeks out consultations from interstellar constellations. How could I cultivate Jane's likeness, utopiary, when human pawns suffer silently? In unknown documentaries where everyone does their own stunts, it doesn't help that there's a church on every corner as fast food chain restaurants. Cross of atheists is just the 20th letter of the alphabet. The surviving sheep of the herd are forced to run the gauntlet. The ungodly religious are waiting to die. How come it is believed that the afterlife is better than this one? The windows of souls are decorated with iron bars, imprisoning deep-rooted emotional scars. Our skulls are too thin of helmets to protect our minds from getting brainwashed and manipulated. The thinking caps of geniuses are eradicated. Just the clown comedians, weeping corners, making sounds of drowning lawnmowers, rotating this sirens, roaring more viciously than starving lions. Taste buds know you can pour 7 glasses of champagne out of a bottle. Yet toasts are made with molded bread slices tasting like struggle. Our stress-related problems are cordless, more desperate for change than homeless. People are giving up on patients like hospitals after unsuccessful operations. The SOS signals on the stony skin of burgundy bricks are written in cherry red lipsticks. And it's things like this, Jane, that makes me wonder if we'll manage to survive each other. But at least stripper poles are clothing multicultural flags, pointing out our differences with harlequin patriotic rags. I refrain from shopping, because I have to hold hands with dollar store plastic bags. But the day Tarzan shoplifts is the day he picks up supermarkets in the manner of forklifts. I don't have all the answers, but there's more in store for us than just anti-theft detectors.